All right, so here we go. This is the 26th of March, 2013, here in the first week or so of the glorious spring that is upon us after this time of winter and inner work and inner reflection and clearing and cleansing and choosing to release and let go. It's a beautiful time for the rebirth of new ideas, new directions, new experiences, new intentions, all of that stuff. So it's pretty exciting. So when we talk about root chakra, this is the second time we've actually looked at root chakra in the course of these phone calls. And so tonight I wanted to add a couple elements to it, and I'll reveal those in a few moments, but I hope you have your page in front of you, and if not, you'll just be listening well. The heart chakra basically, obviously it has to do with the love vibe. We're talking about the personal love, but also the larger love. And what's happening now is that, and this came up this morning, and I had never thought of this, so we'll just say it was given as information that's relevant, is that there's a heart chakra that we are familiar with right in the center of the chest there, and then we also have what's called the high heart chakra, which is in between the throat chakra and the heart chakra. And typically the high heart chakra is devoted to what's called the agape love, or the higher love, the more general connection with all humanity that exists by our design. Well, what's interesting is that it seems that we are beginning to blend those two. It's almost as if the heart chakra and the high heart chakra are blending into one. And I use the analogy, if you're from Southern California, it's like Los Angeles and San Diego, that used to have separation and identity of their own, have pretty much become one mighty metropolis down there. So they have blended into a oneness, for better or for worse, down there. But in our situation, the blending of these two chakras has allowed us to stand in a more profound place, in a more expansive place, an experience of love than we were able and capable of before. Now, let me explain that just a little bit, in that the personal elements of love have to do with loss and getting our needs met and filling in holes that we are carrying from childhood or past lives. And so at best, it's often a mess. And oftentimes, because of woundings, we end up expecting, wanting, seeking, yearning for someone to come and fill in those places that we didn't get taken care of as a little one. And I believe we talked about one of these elements before, in that we enter this planet and this dimension with a couple of losses and a couple of separations that are pretty significant. One is that at the point we incarnate, we technically lose our connection with the creative source and our ability to float around in the dimension and to have the unlimited capacity. It's part of the bargain. It's part of the deal of coming into this planet. So we lose our direct connection with Creator to a degree, of course. And so there's a sense of loss there. And then at the actual birth point where we enter this world, we leave the safety and the comfort of the womb, which leaves another wound there in the sense of that safety and that connection and nurturance that seems to be there without question. So in many ways, the minute we enter, we are yearning for our connection with Source, and we are yearning for our opportunity to be cared for. And so we go through our moments, and then we, even before we meet the realities of what the family and what the culture and society have for us in this incarnation, we're dealing with these other elements. So in many ways, the heart chakra is experiencing the grief and the sadness of those losses, and quite honestly really doesn't get a chance to process that, because most of the time we incarnate into less than aware circumstances, especially in the culture where a lot of the natural abilities that we carry by design are not supported. In fact, they are in many ways kept from us. So the glory of these times and the glory of this window of 2012 that we just went through, and the energies pouring in that I know you feel, is that we are reawakening to the greater experience of love. And we're talking capital love, because love essentially is rock and the foundation of the cosmos. And it is that vibration that we are manufactured from, if you will, and that we are put together from. And so this notion now of oneness is about a greater connection with one another. And it used to be when we talked of oneness, I used to feel a bit uncomfortable because I didn't know if that meant I was going to lose my boundary and I'd lose my sense of self and I would be consumed by this large mass and I would be kind of amorphous in that experience. And at that time, I wasn't too keen on that idea, even though I was aware of a lot of things. But what I begin to discover here as a result of the shifts in energies is that opening to that oneness and experiencing it is really even more expansive and more nurturing than I could have even wished for. Because the connection that exists between us all allows us to keep our identity and then celebrate the energy that exchange, the energy, the depth of the interactions that we have that are becoming available to us. So I think it's a beautiful, beautiful time for us to be open to and surrender to the greater expanse of love. In other words, the foundation of our being and what our cells and what our lives are made of, in my opinion and my experience and research. So in a sense, is what's happening now is that the heart chakra has become the center of our being. Whereas it used to be the foundation, and it still is to some degree, is the root chakra and its connection with the earth and the earth star below that feeds us and nourishes us and then supports us in an energetic way from that source. The heart lies at the midpoint between the three in-body chakras below and then the three in-body chakras above that. And at the center point, it becomes the vehicle of our focus. And the more we put attention into this area, the more we are able to utilize the connection of heaven and earth and expand that energy and to use it for the greater good. And the greater good of our own individual being, which is the reawakening, the remembering of who we are, and then living in that frequency, and then the greater good from that frequency to connect with all of life in a way that recognizes the cooperation that really is the design of this dimension. So from this point on, the invitation is for us to stay in the heart. So we're going to quickly just do a little visualization here. From there's a Native American chant of the Wani Wachiolo Wakan Katanka that basically is indicating from the great grandfather sky to the grandmother earth, we dangle and we're situated in between those two frequencies in the middle. And so we will look at our heart chakra as in the middle of those energies. And if you will, just begin to bring energy down from the cosmos through 18 inches above the head, the soul star, that frequency just comes down. We'll just say it's a light tube at this point, and it comes down and it moves into our crown through that focal point of the soul star up there, and then it moves through our being, down through the brow chakra, working all the energy centers within the brain and the pituitary and the pineal gland and all of those indications in there, and then moves farther down into the throat chakra, clearing out our ability to hear, our ability to speak, our ability to connect with spirit and follow guidance and connect with guidance and to speak our truth, and then moves down into the high heart chakra and then begins to just circle around in that sort of new mass of the combination of the heart chakra and the high heart chakra. So that energy is pouring in. Now keep that going as we go down to now to the earth, and through the left leg we bring up the energy from the earth star, the support and the foundation, the power and the cleansing capacity of that earth energy to move up through us, and moving through the root chakra, cleansing and clearing, moving up then to the sacral chakra, clearing out any of the woundings from the past, and then into the solar plexus to give us back our power, clearing the emotional energies of fear and anger. And those energies simultaneously are being sent down the right leg back into the earth to be absorbed as higher energy to be used in the highest good. So in this process, as this energy comes up and moves up, it too moves into the heart chakra area, and you experience a blending of both of these frequencies from the heaven and the earth, and they just feed and nourish and intermingle and commingle and co-create a vibration that is higher, a vibration that is powerful, a vibration that is clear. And as that is creating a sphere there, just allow that sphere to gradually widen and grow outside of your own being so that it begins to encompass the totality of your physical presence, and then grows larger the more it is fed to then begin to incorporate and to consume and absorb the energy bodies and feed and nurture all of those energy bodies. And we call for the cleansing and clearing of all past relationship debris, anything unresolved, anything unclear that is within any particular chakra within the body, but particularly within the heart chakra. We call for all family and cultural and societal patterns of living and perceptions that we bought into. We invite those to be cleared and to be replaced with the truth and the highest vibration. We call for any thoughts of our own lack of value or our lack of worth. We surrender those and let those energies move in their lower frequency down the right leg into the earth. We also call for any beliefs in our own lovability and in our ability to accept love and to give it out into the world. We go ahead and clear and invite the clearing and the cleansing of all resistance along both of those lines. And then we invite any tendency of withholding love in any form in this life and in our expression and our moments in the daily for ourselves or for any energy being on the outside of us. We call for the cessation of that frequency, and it too goes down into the earth. So we are inviting the high frequency of love to take the place of all of those lower frequency vibrations that no longer have relevance in our life. And in this process, we claim and accept this and oh so much more as we begin to assimilate this new frequency and realize that we can call it to ourselves and maintain it easily and as we choose. And in this spirit, we say, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So, starting with that, I mean, where do we go from there? We're in this high vibration at this point. And this work, this energy is doing its work to restructure and to remodify our cellular being, in a sense, to realign us into the frequency of that which we are, that beautiful, unique expression of the Christ essence. In this particular time of change that has to do with that Easter energy, gosh, we can go down that road if we wanted to, but just hold the essence, hold the knowing that your essence, even without any more work, is returning to its truthful self, and we give great thanks for that. And so now I am going to pull out, this is a particular rattle from the Chumash Indian tribe in this age, the Native American tribe. And I just want to allow it in this delicate sound. It essentially is two abalone shells that are glued together sort of by, it looks like petroleum found on the beach near Santa Barbara, actually, or even along the central coast here, but it works real well. And inside there are seashells and sand and just beautiful, delicate sounds that will really surround the heart chakra. So know that through the phone line, and through the intention behind our commitment to be here with one another, these frequencies go across that energy field and work their magic in cleansing and clearing and realigning and opening and inviting the highest to be present in that heart chakra. So just let this sound work. And so that is, and so it is. And so here's a particular frequency. We invite you to let that in and to let it wash through your entire being and all your energy bodies, clearing and cleansing any debris that is being released as a result of the intention we've already set in the process of the light and the earth energy coming into us and realigning and reconnecting and reawakening us. Take a breath if you will, and just be aware of your feet and the connection you have, and be aware in the straightness of your spine, allowing yourself to be a conduit of energy, filling up with the vibration that is calling you home to the truth of your being. And in this heart chakra, this beautiful heart chakra, this expanded heart chakra, some of the elements that our minds can attached to here, that we have the color that supports it typically is considered green in the rainbow spectrum. Some consider the love vibration to be a pink energy. You could combination of those. You can even bring in the violet. You can bring the lavender frequencies to come in and to nourish from the higher spiritual planes, that particular heart chakra. Even white light is a powerful and beautiful force that clears and cleanses and realigns the vibration of that particular chakra. So being aware of those colors, when you choose those colors, you know that your heart chakra is speaking to you and that the love vibe is present. The heart chakra is aligned with the planet Venus. It is the actual gland is the thymus gland in the center of the chest, and that particular gland is a potent gland in terms of regulating a lot of the systems within the body. And if you remember the old Tarzan movies, when Tarzan banged on his chest and did that beautiful sound, that yodel, if you will, a kind of a jungle yodel, he was literally activating and reclaiming that vibration of the thymus gland. So if you will, just take your hands and your fingers and just tap at the center of the breastbone, at the sternum, and just give a little sound like, ah, ah. And so that is, remember, anytime you need to do that. You know, when things, when shocks happen in our lives and surprises, often that hand goes, right to the center of the chest, to the thymus gland there. It is such a potent gland that in the moments of stress, it needs the reawareness. That's a new word. It needs our awareness and our focus to support. So just that gentle tapping right there is something that will go ahead and stir that and bring you back into a place of balance. Okay, we got the gland. The element that's aligned with the heart chakra is touch. The hands are actually windows of the heart chakra, and so when we lay hands on one another, we are bringing love to the frequency to be the healing vehicle that brings that and witnesses the person and brings them back to their place of wholeness. So we use that frequency. The statement that goes along with it is, I love. Animals that are aligned with the frequency are the hummingbird, the dove, and the antelope. When these animals come into your life or you feel a connection with them, it is a reminder of the love frequency that is there, and it's bringing you the reminder to be present in that. The organs that are related to it, obviously the heart, but also the lung. Both of these are critical, the mid-back, the center of the chest, all of that musculature in there. There are some stones that go with it, the rose quartz, malachite, and aventurine. There are essential oils like jasmine and rose. All of these were served to give you tools to go ahead and keep the frequency of your heart chakra in alignment. The wind is one of the particular sounds that is particularly useful in bringing air and bringing vibration into the heart chakra. So if you stand in the wind and let the wind just move through you, it cleanses the auric field as well as cleanses and clears out vibration within the heart. And finally, if you listen to violin music, the violin is an instrument that quickly activates and cuts into the frequency of the heart, and this infuses that really, really pure and sweet and sort of that yearning kind of vibration in there. It's just such a sweet sound when you hear a violin being played. Okay, so a little background information. There you have it. We know that the heart is being considered the center of our being. We're going to step into that frequency. So let's go now to the bottom of the page, and we are going to use the affirmations here, the very bottom one. We're going to make a statement and claim a space, and then we're going to go back into that heart chakra and see if we can go ahead and support the release and clearing of anything that is ready to go or that is on the cusp. So as we state this particular affirmation, we say it knowing that it is so. It is a useful affirmation to keep reclaiming, to help reprogram the subconscious, and to help us shift beliefs of unworthiness and other things that compromise that particular chakra. I am love. I am lovable. We can do this together. I am love. I am lovable. I give and receive love freely without hesitation and without restriction. I am completely open to experiencing the cleansing and healing power of love in all my energy bodies, in all my moments, and in all my relationships. In my balance and clarity, I choose unconditional love in all my interactions. I love fully the me that I am, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So knowing this is the truth of our being, let's go ahead and go to the top of the page and speak the Hung Vajrapa, which is the beautiful Tibetan mantra that ensures that our frequency is contained within a cocoon of light, very much like we've done already, but we're calling this in so that we can maintain the frequency and keep any lower vibration out of our own field. We'll say it four times. Hung Vajrapa, Hung Vajrapa, Hung Vajrapa, Hung Vajrapa. And so it is, and so it is. And now I invite you to speak your true name, your birth name, your first, your middle, your last, knowing full well that when you speak it, your cells remember the essence of your being and they realign themselves to the clear and perfect place of who you are. You also invite in the etheric beings and teachers and guides who are aligned to that specific frequency of your name, and then you augment and support the notion and the idea of the cocoon of safety and light. So we're building a beautiful field around ourselves as we do this work. So in the count of three, I invite you to speak your name. We're going to speak that name seven times. Here we go. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. 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 I think that was seven. It was a good sound, so I just kept going with it. All right, right below there, you got a song called I Am Love. We're going to sing this to go ahead and reclaim and reaffirm this truth of our being, of what we are made of. So we're building the foundation first. I'll go through it. Some of you might even know this already. I'm going to do it, and we'll sing it together twice. I am love, and love flows to me. I am love. And love flows through me. I am love. And love flows from me. I am, I am, I am, I am. And in all I do, I shall live love. And in all I speak, I shall give love. And in all I see, I shall breathe love. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I am love, and love flows to me. I am love, and love flows through me. I am love, and love flows from me. I am, and in all I do, I shall live love, and in all I speak, I shall give love, and in all I see, I shall breathe love. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Just two times, and so it is, and so it is. All right, breathe in that frequency. Become aware of your feet again. Become aware and reconnect with the center of your being at your heart chakra in your chest. Breathe into that space and allow the breath to move through right into that heart area. Allow it to move down and really just let it go to your feet. So it's a full-bodied breath in this moment. Okay. Let's do this. All right, there's a couple elements that I've added to this one that are beyond. There's some specific exercises that I think are very important, specifically for this chakra. When hearts get wounded, when relationships fail, when moments where we were counting on things end up a different way, when we get disappointed, what comes out of that is a feeling of grief. It's a deep sadness. It's a loss. And typically and quite honestly, loss and all of that is oftentimes more of a perception because of an expectation we had. Now, obviously, when we lose a loved one, when the loved one leaves, and if we do not have a connection with our own understanding of the flow and the beauty and the magnificence of life in birth and in death and in through life itself, then we experience a loss and get a feeling that and have to wrestle with the notion that we will never experience them again. Now, as truth students, as people who have opened up your consciousness to the greater realities, you realize that there is the continuity of life, and so it's a little bit different for you. Now, having said that, your mind knows that, and your being knows that, and chances are it wasn't known up till, who knows, last year, the year before, or whatever, and there were losses within your life. So it's essential that in order to clear the heart chakra and to release it of any debris that's being held, we go ahead and recognize the process of grief. Now, we're not going to have enough time here to actually go through a significant grief process with all of those elements in our life, but I want to show you and basically walk you through one here. So halfway down the page, actually towards the bottom, above the proclamation, you have a grief process. Now, there's some elements in recognizing grief that may seem a little unusual to you, but I've done this many, many times, and I've done it with groups, and I've seen some profound experiences as a result of it where people walked away really feeling like they've brought closure to an experience. So let's just walk through the steps here, and I'll use an element of my own life. The death of my mother, which happened about 3 years ago, I can go ahead and use that very briefly and very lightly through this. So it says revisit the connection. So essentially I just begin to think about her, and I begin to let the thoughts that relate to her begin to percolate up. And that which is ready to reveal itself will reveal itself. So the first thing I remember is really she had this thing, and I remember one day she was talking about up in the sky when two jets cross, and that she said that was her sister who had died talking to her, and she told me that when I die and you look up and you see an X in the sky, you'll know that I'm thinking of you. So, you know, that stuck with me, and especially in these days with all the chemtrails going through the sky, these jets are being wonderful in terms of having mom bring awareness to me, but that's a whole different story. But that's the thought that came up. So it's a sweet memory of her. It's a sweet idea of that. So the next thing I do in making that connection, and what it does is get my focus to her. And the next thing I do is express verbally what I miss. And it's important that these things are said as if she is standing here in front of me. And I'll say what I miss. Her name was Alexia Betty Jane Chames. The original name was Tasamis. It was a beautiful Greek name. It got changed when my grandfather came in at Ellis Island to Chames. So Alexia Betty Jane Chames. I recall... the one that keeps coming to mind is when she used to come, and when I was teaching school, she'd come over at lunch and bring me a peanut butter and honey sandwich. And oftentimes she'd slip in the back door there and bring it to me, or sometimes when I was working with the kids, she'd just leave it on the desk or whatnot. And it was just a sweet opportunity for her to express nurturing to me. And so I miss that. I miss that element of her with her spontaneity. I miss the she used to be into theater, and she wasn't really that good, but she had a presence and an attitude about her, and she was pretty proud woman. So she played queens all the time, queens in the sense of the monarchy. And so she often was on stage in this sort of prideful place. I miss her in those productions. I miss seeing her at the piano when she really didn't know how to play, but she could put her foot on the sustain pedal and play all the black notes, and that played the beautiful minor pentatonic scale that just really goes to the heart chakra on anyone. And so I remember listening to those through our times at the house. So those are the kinds of things that come up, and I would stick with this until I run out of things to say I miss about you, Mom. And then this other element that some would say, oh, no, you can't talk about the dead that way. It's really important that we express what I don't miss and what I won't miss. Because there are elements in the relationship with this person that weren't really that great. And you may find that they really were very compromising. And if they aren't addressed and they aren't laid to rest, they begin to stick with us, and they cause, at the very least, the inability to let go. So some of the things I don't miss about my mother was really her inability to really have any deep connection, that she was very frightened by love, and so I don't miss her inability to really nurture me, her inability to really be very affectionate. I don't miss her relationship with work and how she didn't like to work. I don't miss her relationship with love and the many men who came through our lives and the stepfathers and all of that. I don't miss her inability to sustain that. So I would go on and on with those elements. And it would be very easy for me to find emotion in these if I had the luxury of the time to do that. Okay, so I've gone through these three steps. They take as long as they do. The next thing I do when I feel completion with what I won't miss, I just give gratitude. And I express deep joy and deep appreciation for the opportunity to have this life together, for all the lessons that were taught, for all of the struggles, for all of the beautiful times, for all of those things that help me to remember who I am and to help me develop the frequency and the vibration that I am in these times. So I am very, very grateful for that relationship. And then I consciously choose to release that connection. In a sense, I just choose to let her go. So, Alexia Betty Jane Chance, I let you go in this moment, and I send you on your way. Because truthfully, those who have passed on and have died have these connections with us. And if we don't give permission, sometimes they aren't willing to move on. That's what ghosts are. They're earthbound spirits who just haven't decided it's time to go yet, and they're still caught into the connections with those who they left behind. And so giving permission for that to occur is a powerful process. And then I say goodbye. I say goodbye, Alexia. Thank you and goodbye. Those words goodbye are really important. They essentially, frequency-wise, they bring an ending to the form of the way it's been. And then I will cut the cords. I will cut the energetic cords, and oftentimes they're very deep. And everything I did up to this point where I cut the cords is inviting them to loosen up. It's like having a plant that is so root-bound that you have to work with it and keep working and move it back and forth and shake it and stuff to get it to the roots to loosen up, and then you finally can pull it out. That's the way these cords are. So we use with the traditional empowerment, the Egyptian mantra phrase, the Sacherep Na, which is the cutting of the cord across the front of the body. So in this process, I say Sacherep Na, Sacherep Na, and move my hand down like a knife, cutting those cords, Sacherep Na. And then this is one of the most really critical elements, is that you bring your attention, you bring your attention to your heart space and fill it up with something. You fill it with love because you've created a void there. You've created a space with the release of that connection and the relief of all of that grief frequency. We let it go. So we fill it up with light. We fill it up with the pink light, the green light. You put breath in there. You put intention in there. You fill it with the greater love. Just do something like that. It's really important. And then the final piece is you physically get up and walk away. The cells need a separation. The muscles need the separation. We need the experience of turning and walking away. It is the final element that allows us then to have new relationship in a new frequency, in a higher frequency with those people and situations that have passed. This grief process is powerful, and I invite you to use it at any point with those who have passed in your life as far as the actual people, with relationships that have ended, with losses that you've had, with endings that have unprocessed. It's the gift that keeps on giving. You will just really enjoy the higher vibration that comes each time you do this. So use it. Let's go right up above it and do the cord cutting process here, and this is a little bit different. Now, I already talked about those cords, and the longer you're around someone, the more involved those cords and entwined they get. And energetically, they can even go in and they attach to organs, they wrap around the spine, and they really get very, very embedded in our being. And so when we end relationships and we go our separate ways, sometimes it's impossible to let go of it. We keep thinking about it, we keep being drawn back to it. And we wonder, why can I let this go? Well, we can't let it go, typically, because the cords are there and they're caught. So I'm going to teach you very quickly a little process by which you can go ahead and negotiate and follow these cords to find out where they are from. Now, I just said they came from previous relationships. Well, typically that's the case. But also some of these deep connections go beyond that person into something, into a past life or into a previous relationship. So the cord can be connected through and with multiple events. So this is a very interesting process that involves your willingness to surrender and trust the guidance. So essentially what you're going to do is you're going to take your left hand and move it down the front of your being. And if you get sensitive, you can really actually begin to feel when your hand runs into a cord. It's an energetic cord, much like a rope that's running out from you. And when you get the sense that something's there, you grab it like your hand, like you're grabbing a rope, and you can feel the bulk of that. You can feel the dimensions of that cord. And then, even if you have to imagine this, just play like you're doing it. You begin to follow that cord with hand over hand like you're pulling on a rope. So you follow it. And then if you can keep your eyes closed, as you follow this cord, you pay attention to any images that come up, to any sounds you hear, to any feelings or sensations that come up within the body. Because eventually we're going to come to the end of this cord, and there will be someone or something there that is feeding the energy to you and causing this disruption. This also works for, like, pains or diseased areas where you have a condition that's festering or growing with tumors and whatnot. You can follow the connection cord and you can find a source of energy that is feeding this. So it doesn't necessarily only work for just people in relationship and letting go. It is really more about helping to clear out these deep-seated connections that we're ready to let go of. So at the end of that, you may be surprised who is there or what is there. And when you find that, what we're essentially wanting to do is to negotiate an ending. In other words, a mutual agreement that says, I'm going to let it go and you let it go at the same time, and the cord is released to the highest vibration. Now, the negotiation oftentimes, especially if it's someone who is deceased or moved on, they are earthbound and they're connected by this particular cord, and so they are unable to go off and follow their own progression into their next lifetime, into their next experience. So this, in a sense, is a negotiating point that you can remind them of. So let's say that you've actually negotiated and you feel and you really get the sense that there's an agreement here. Then you just say on the count of three, we're going to mutually release this. And so you count one, two, three. And you cut it, and at the same time do that knife, the sakharapna, and cut all the frequencies off that, and immediately put something in there. Wherever you felt that, you put light in there of any color that you want. Whatever your own intuition calls for, you put in light, you put in color, you put intention, you just breathe to it, you put substance in there. And then once you do that, you turn and walk away. Again, it's essential to get up and move away from it. This is a process that, though it's a little more involved, can be very, very useful, once again, if you find that you aren't able to separate yourself from situations, if you aren't able to separate yourself from a relationship, if you aren't able to understand why a condition is contributing and beginning to develop within your physical body. When something develops in physical body, it has taken a long time and a lot of energy to put it into place. That's the model. It starts in the energy bodies and moves down as the vibration lowers and frequency lowers and lowers, and it slows down until it begins to manifest in the physical. You can access some very, very powerful shifts and changes by following this cord-cutting process. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So let's go ahead now and call in some energies to support us, and then we'll move into doing a little work with our inner child self. So once again, I'm going to invite you to count of three to speak your true name out loud. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. And so it is, and so it is. There we are. So let's go ahead right now and do this Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha mantra about in the middle of the page. It clears out emotional debris. It clears out the vibration of withheld emotion, and it also helps us to see the heart of the understanding. How perfect. How perfect. Now, as I look at the time here, since we've done these new techniques here, we're not going to go through 108 times on this mantra, but that is how many times you want to do it. And if you have mala beads, you can use those, or you can count them on your hands and feet 108 times. We're going to go through maybe 25 or 30. But I'm going to give you the pronunciation for this and how it sounds. That as we speak this mantra, we call into presence all the times for the thousands of years that this mantra has been spoken through the cultures of where it originated. The intention is pure, and when we speak it, the vibration comes to be available to us so they do their work. So we're inviting this to clear and cleanse any emotional debris from any relationship, from any connection, through all time and space. So here we go. Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. 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 All right, and so it is, and so it is. We did about a quarter of those. I would invite you, if you feel a connection with this particular mantra, to use it, especially in a kind of a daily basis, to help clear out any emotion. The beauty of these times and the energies, we don't have to even understand what it's about anymore. The stories are in some ways irrelevant. We don't need to go back and relive them. We just really need to work energy. And the gift is that these mantras will do such a thing. So you clear out the emotional debris. If you find yourself in a disagreement, if you find yourself in a situation where you're having a misunderstanding, you can argue it out, you can fight for your solution, or you can just bring in these mantras and allow them to do their work and to cleanse and clear and invite new insight into our being as they clear the energies of blockage out of the way. So use those. Right below it, we have an invocation to the Ascended Master Paul the Venetian. Once again, Ascended Masters are beings who have incarnated and had many earth lives, and they have basically passed the course. And they understand, and they've reached a place of enlightenment or awareness to the point that they have ascended. And in the process of ascension, they have decided to stick around in the fifth dimension, just above us here, to really support humanity in reclaiming and following its journey to its own home self. So we appreciate and give great gratitude to these ascended masters. And this particular one related to the heart chakra is attached to one of the seven rays that comes out from the galactic center of the universe. And it is the yellow and the pink ray, the kind of a combination of those colors. Now, we're going to sing this one to Paul the Venetian. I will sing it one time through, and then we'll sing it one time together. They all like their own songs. They like the invocation of that, and this came up to me one day sitting around the house. Up on that third ray, putting ideas into play, Paul the Venetian, he rides. Yellow light kisses the mind with insistence, divinely inspire to take humans higher, to create the world of our dreams, to manifest visions unseen, teach patience and planning, give true understanding, to learn how to bring forth sweet heaven on earth, to bring us each night to the dawn, to dwell in the oneness of God. One time together, here we go. Up on that third ray, putting ideas into play, Paul the Venetian, he rides. Yellow light kisses the mind with insistence, divinely inspire to take humans higher and create the world of our dreams, to manifest visions unseen, teach patience and planning, give true understanding, to learn how to bring forth sweet heaven on earth, to bring us each night to the dawn, to dwell in the oneness of God. And so it is. In the process of making this claim and calling forth and invoking the frequency of Paul the Venetian, we know that that ray and that vibration is on its way in a consistent way to support us and to bring out the intention of what this song is talking about. Now, right below it, you have the song for the Elohim. The Elohim are the angelic energies that actually take the frequency that Paul Venetian has intended here, and they put it and bring it to the altar of our awareness, however that's going to show up for us. So to invoke and to call forth their frequency is to consciously be able to begin to bring these pieces that are always available to us into use for us. So too often we feel helpless out here. And that's part of a heart chakra, man. We just feel helpless and uncared for and all of that when we have all these resources that are available. So let's get these two, Eros and Aurora, into our cap. Eros and Aurora, Elohim of heart space, infuse me with compassion and love. Eros and Aurora, reunite the twin flame, help me live the what I'm made of. Such a sweet thing in everything, dwelling in this heart that I am. Omnipresence, the holy presence, through the pink and yellow ray, always nurture me with divine love. One more time. Eros and Aurora, Elohim of heart space, infuse me with compassion and love. Eros and Aurora, reunite the twin flame, help me live what I'm made of. Such a sweet thing in everything, dwelling in this heart that I am. Omnipresence, the holy presence, through the pink and yellow ray, always nurture me with divine love. Eros and Aurora, Elohim of heart space, infuse me with compassion and love. So it is, and so it is. So, knowing full well that, let's see, we've got the earth energy coming up, we've got the celestial frequency coming down through the crown, their meaning in the center, sustaining and expanding and clarifying and cleansing this beautiful heart chakra, this expanded heart chakra that is going out to create the cocoon of light and safety around us. We are in the hands of the Hung Vajrapa, protected by that vibration from the Tibetan mantra. We have spoken our truth through the affirmation. We have cut the cords. We have opened to the idea of releasing the grief that is contained within the heart tissue itself. We have asked for all of that. And we are in a good place. And so now we're just going to invite the heart to even open more through this little intentional song that's a heart please open up towards the top of the page. We're just going to sing it a couple times through. Heart please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart please open, I am, I am. Heart please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart please open, I am, I am. Heart, please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart, please open, I am, I am. Heart, please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart, please open, I am, I am, I am, I am. And so it is. The invitation here is to get clearer. So by opening the heart, we get more infused with the vibration of love and more comfortable in that frequency, so that when the moments of living in their unique forms come in our direction, we are able to see them, embrace them, accept them, and roll with them. See, this is the land of unconditional love, and it's only from these frequencies where we have nurtured and cared for ourselves, our own inner being, our own child self, that we were then able, through our own met needs, to be present for others without expecting, without demanding, without judging, without criticizing, simply witnessing the beauty of that connection. This is what we're capable of. They forgot to teach us this in kindergarten. Well, actually, in kindergarten, we probably actually had a better handle on it. So it was along the way we forgot to get the lesson, the advanced course, until now. So let's scoot down a little bit here to a song called How Could Anyone Ever Tell You? It's by a fellow named Jerry Florence. I don't know much more history about it than that. But it's a beautiful song that we are singing to our child self. And we are going to recognize that the injustices, whatever has occurred to that child self and the decisions that that child made about surviving and about the wisdom in the moment of deciding what it was going to take for him to be okay or her to be okay, we appreciate that little one with unswerving love. And in this process now, we're just acknowledging them by asking these questions. How could anyone ever tell you that you were anything less than beautiful? And in this process of making this statement, we are reawakening our own commitment to that part of us to nurture with this love that we are beginning to feel in the vibration for ourselves. The land of self-care is a critical land. The land of self-nurturing is a critical land for all of us. And this is the point we are at as we do this work, is that we have a line in the sand that no more will we use the old information and the old belief systems to put ourselves down, to criticize ourselves in any way. It wounds the heart, it lowers the vibration, and it is completely unacceptable anymore. It is unacceptable. So you draw your own personal line in the sand and make your commitment to your own self-nurturance program, your own self-love program, your own taking good care of yourself and that child part of you, and you will stand in the frequency that we are designed to be in. How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your love, it is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul. And we sing to that little one again. How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your love, it is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul. And so it is. And so it is. Now speak the true name of that child self one more time in the count of three. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Scoot down now quickly to the bottom of the page to the first affirmation there, on all levels, in all dimensions. Let's speak this together with a level of commitment and an emotion behind our voice. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of all past relationships that did not honor me. I now choose to freely give and receive love without hesitation. I proclaim my lovability and celebrate that I am a divine expression of love in all my moments. I bring only those beings and situations into my life who resonate in unconditional love, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. What a beautiful testament and affirmation to your child self that you as the adult are now taking charge, and this is the invitation and the demand, if you will, that this is the frequency that comes to our life. That child self can rest in the comfort of knowing that he or she is taken care of by your efforts and by your consciousness. And so we proclaim right above that, from the proclamation to the soul by the beautiful being Rich Work, who no longer is with us, we speak these words knowing it is so. I proclaim the essence of love to be my own and command that it resonate throughout my universe on all levels of consciousness, transmuting all interfering energies into the divine expression of creative love. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. All right, just take a breath. become aware of your feet and know that even as we go through these processes, the work that is being done from the earth coming up, the heavens pouring through the top of our head, meeting at the heart chakra, raising and clearing the vibration, cleansing us of the past debris of all relationships, etc., etc. We are in good hands at this moment. So just take a breath in that frequency. And now we make the invitation to be and to maintain this frequency. So we call forth the expansion of our being, knowing that all the things we have put into place through this hour here are continuing to remain in place and will continue to sustain us. And remembering any element of this, speaking any of these mantras, speaking any of the chants, singing any of the chants, remembering any element is enough to reactivate the vibration that we've created. You cannot go back. It is impossible to go all the way back to what you were before the phone call started. Live in this frequency of the higher love, the expansive love, and recognize the oneness and the connection and the interrelationship of all beings, seen and unseen, in any form. We are connected at that level. So move down to the song Heartbeat, and we'll conclude our time with that. Heartbeat, angels all around me, open me up like a flower to the sunlight, a new way of being, a new way of seeing, higher, higher heartbeats. Angels all around me, open me up like the flower to the sunlight, a new way of being, a new way of seeing, higher, higher. All around me, open me up just like the flower to the sunlight, a new way of being, a new way of seeing, higher, higher. One more heartbeat, angels all around me, open me up like the flower to the sunlight, a new way of being, a new way of seeing, higher, higher, higher. So it is, so it is, and so it is. Just a couple reminders in the frequency of where you are right now. Know that any of the songs that are underlined here, you can click on them and go to a 30-second sample of them, or you can listen to it to remind you of how it sounds. And you can also download it if you choose to do that as well, the full version of the song. I will record. I will take the recording, and it will be available either later tonight or by first thing in the morning. I'll send you a link where you can download the MP3s. And you'll have these available. You have both sessions for today, the morning session, the afternoon session. They did have some differences about them. So if you have the luxury of time, go ahead and listen to them and see what they were like. A couple invitations. We'll be back here on April 16th, where we're going to have another session. And on that day, we're going to actually do a full, all seven chakras. We'll do a tune-up from bottom to top. And that should be interesting. I think it'll be great fun. So you'll see how it all comes together if that's where you want to, if you want to just do a quick tune-up or spend some time with it. We'll get an experience on that. If you really want to work heart vibration and heart chakra, I invite you to consider being a part of what's called the Weekly Gratitude. And it's a year-long opportunity to practice gratitude. And it isn't just me giving you a little gratitude. I actually give you suggestions of how you can put it into practice for the week. And once a week, you receive a new one, and then you can actually go through the process of doing it. It's completed its first year cycle, and I'm starting over with it. And those that have done that already are actually starting on the second generation of it, so a whole new, more weekly gratitude. It's kind of like chicken soup stuff. But I'm also creating an ebook out of it that will be available. And if you're the one that likes to get it all at once, you can go that route as well. So consider that and go to my website under the subscriptions, and you can find information about that. I'll include some of this information on the note that I give you tomorrow with the link. And then lastly, I just really invite you to invite people that you know to be a part of these, because you just notice how you feel. And I'm really hoping you feel something, because I believe that the more who participate in this, the more light that gets spread. And then when the phone hangs up and you carry that frequency to those beings in your house and the family and wherever you go, that is going to be felt and picked up. Because the beauty of it these times is the vibration that you are now at is a powerful tool that will help anyone through the process of entrainment. It's a physical process to move up to that vibration. So healings are happening by people standing in the presence of others who have done their work. And this is just magnificent. So, you know, me going through all these sessions that I've been going through is helping to carry a frequency that is assisting all of us to quickly move through stuff that, you know, not long ago would have taken us many, many years or many sessions or who knows. But yeah, great glory and great gratitude to the flow and the way things are going right now. So if you could pass that on, invite some others to come to be a part of the April 16th, that would be beautiful, and I would deeply appreciate that. Also, if you connect at all with the music about Jesus, and Jesus as the Christ and the way shower, not necessarily coming from traditional perspectives, but from the way shower and the elder brother and those frequencies, I've created music through my years as music director. And it's on a CD called Jesus the Christ, which I now have at a significant discount online for download or otherwise. And sorry to dump these things on you, but it's my chance to just let you know of all the things that can be used to sustain and support the vibration that you are choosing to create here. So the biggest thing here is just thank you so much for choosing to be a part of this, and may your vibration continue to be present and enjoy it. So I'll stay on if there are any questions for a moment or two here, and otherwise, you are free to return to your normal lives. Thanks so much.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Hi, this is Phyllis.
Hey, Phyllis.
Hi, my hard drive bit the dust, so I'm kind of flying blind tonight just on the telephone.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, I should have it fixed by Saturday or so. So
okay, well, you let me know if there's anything that I can, send you links again to of all the stuff that you've been involved in. I'd be happy to do that.
Okay, I think I'm going to be okay.
Okay.
I have McAfee backup online, so.
Oh, good. So all your data's okay.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. You know,
okay.
This particular, we just gone through, I don't know if we're still in it, but this Mercury retrograde was really a lot about electronics.
Oh.
There was all kinds of stuff going on. My computer went through some phases, too, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're out of that now.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Okay, Mark, I'll talk to you later.
All right, many blessings. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, anyone else still there? I got a question? We're all good? And so it is. We are done now.